Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
Podcast, baby!
You're listening to the Financial Guys.
This is the sickness that is liberalism.
Everybody's worried about Donald Trump's taxes,
right,
but nobody questions any of the liberals.
People like Andrew Cuomo, people like Barack Obama, people like that have no business experience or skill whatsoever.
Nobody has had the stones to step up to them and say, these deals stink and we're going to change them.
We need more Donald Trumps. That's what we need.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
Freddie, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, we are the Financial Guys. I won't tell you what Rochelle Todaro just did to us to start us off for the show. I asked her to count us down, and she did. She used her fingers and counted us down. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Place Where Money Meets Politics. Appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and go to our website if you need any specific information. We manage money for a living. We have a ton of fun with this podcast, just like we do our radio show, but use us as a resource, thefinancialguys.com or financialguys.com. We're going to go quick today. We have to start out. Accountants urge anti-poverty agency to improve tracking of $50 million a year. Now, it's funny because you brought this article in from the Buffalo News, and you were like, I can't believe it. And we're both like, well, we really do believe it, but we can't believe it.
It's really sad.
It's the amount of waste in this country. And I sound like a broken record because if there's one thing I continuously harp on, it's the amount of welfare in this country that has devastated communities, that has basically crushed our balance sheets from a state and a federal level. And every single time you look at these anti-poverty programs, they never actually work. The people get more poor. Yep. But in this case, like, once again, you can't even figure out where the $50 million is being tracked to.
Well, this is really what's really amazing about this. I'm not surprised that they wasted $50 million. I'm not surprised that there's waste and fraud. I think we're used to waste and fraud in government, whether it's Buffalo, whether it's New York City, whether it's Washington, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And this is why, by the way, folks, we advocate for smaller business, mm-hmm. or smaller government, right? Returning things like this to charity groups, the private sector.
Yeah, back to the people who earn the money. I mean, if the real problem in the city of Buffalo is jobs, right? We've got a 30% unemployment rate in the black community of the city of Buffalo. It's not welfare. It's not money spent on the children. We've got a record amount of money. It's this kind of garbage that gets sucked out of the system, and it's not there to be used for businesses.
And I want to thank you to Warren Wilkes, who sent this to me on Twitter. So he sent us a lot of great stuff. And as another reminder that your city is failing, right? Your leadership is failing. This is supposed to be a poverty program, right? So the Community Action Organization of Western New York, that's what this is, the CAO, or COA is what they call it, right? This is an anti-poverty agency, right, that's supposed to be fighting poverty. They're not doing a very good job because we are the fourth highest of child poverty in the country.
Mm-hmm.
The country.
Yeah. Those are facts.
Those are facts. Rochester is like the second or third. So we have some of the highest poverty in the country, as is typical by liberal Democrat-run cities and states. But here's the thing that really makes me frustrated or angry or whatever you want to call it. Because, again, when it comes to government, I don't care whether the Republicans are running it or the Democrats are running it. There's no accountability. And with lack of accountability, you get fraud. People get away with things. So mm-hmm. let me just talk about this for a second, right? We know that the books and records have been screwy, right? They posted the books and records saying, see, look, they're all good, except they declined to put up the accountant's supplement, which actually talks about all of the bad stuff that, you know, you're missing this, you're not handling this, you didn't handle this right, you don't have a balance for this, you know, blah, blah, blah. But here's the
So what do they do? They just, I think we should put this under meals and entertainment.
Right.
I wonder if you and I did that. I wonder if that happened with our books, how the IRS would feel about that. So, new boat. Huh. I think that would go under capital improvement.
Yeah, new house, new Lexus. Yeah. This guy from Chicago, he heads up the Chicago-based group known as Charity Watch. Said the management letter portrays an agency where key staff are not taking their internal controls as seriously as possible. While noting that some of the same problems can be found at other nonprofits, he suggested that the CAO could be more successful if it paid more attention to financial record keeping. Let me tell you this, it's done on purpose. The messier the books, the easier it is to fraud and to launder money and to steal money and to embezzle money.
It's done on purpose, and there's a lot of incompetent people running these agencies, right? I mean, friends and family, and you get promoted because you're good friends with the mayor, you know.
So in the private sector, we have a board of directors. The board of directors typically for a company hires the president to lead the organization. When something's not going right, then the board of directors fires the CEO. As happened in this case, let me read you this clip from the Buffalo News. Concerned about the books, a majority of the CAO board members present at an October meeting voted to fire Mr. Hare, Nathan Hare, who runs the organization, okay? In part because they wanted more timely financial reports than Hare was providing. They then hired a second accounting firm to begin a forensic audit that could detect signs of fraud. A confidant to Mayor Byron Brown, who serves as the CAO's lawyer, nullified the firing and sent dismissal letters to six board members, four of whom had voted to fire.
So why have a board?
It, of course, never materialized.
That's a joke. What a joke.
So they call for a forensic audit. They remove the head of the organization, who's obviously not doing the right thing, right? It's not helping the poverty situation because we have the fourth highest child poverty rate in the country. So they do that, and then, oh, wait, forensic audit. Oh, no. So the attorney steps up and fires the board members and nullifies the firing of the executive director.
I'd be curious.
Ridiculous thing.
I wonder who we can pay to go after and get that forensic audit. Because you know darn well, this smells really, really fishy to me. Like, where does this money lead to outside of just the incompetence of this organization, right? Because oftentimes it's nobody stole it. It's just, well, we thought it was going to go improve this. We thought it was going to go improve that. And it doesn't do anything to help anybody, right? But this smells awful fishy when you're talking about dismantling a total board, right? Where, what campaign coffer did that money end up into, right?
So here's the connection. Hare and CAO have a historic link to Byron Brown and the grassroots, the Brown and Grassroots is the name of the organization, a political club that launched the mayor's career. So in the management letter,
It smells a lot like the Moreland Commission to me. It smells a lot like, hey, we're gonna go after that corruption until we actually find that it's right in our backyard, and then we're gonna close it down.
The sad thing about this is that you've got $50 million coming in from federal, state, other sources to fund this agency that's in charge of fighting poverty.
Think about $50 million.
$50 million.
You would think $50 million.
You could just hand up the cash, put it on the table, bring the people in the poverty, and say, pick up your pile of cash.
$50 million.
In fact, there's a
$50 million. Absolutely. Right.
The money.
Why all this money? If you just gave it to them, they'd each have $1 million. $50 million, if it was handled the right way, should be able to 100% control the poverty in the city of Buffalo. Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, you're not living, on. A huge dent, right? I mean, when you really break down what it costs to live in the city of Buffalo, right? In the city of Buffalo, it's basically free in the east side of Buffalo to get an apartment. It's free. I mean, you can get an apartment for $200 a month. $50 million goes a long way.
I think that maybe you and I should pay L. Nathan Hare a little visit and ask him.
You mentioned that. I'm just wondering. I'm just wondering if he'd let you in.
I just wonder, what kind of car is he driving?
Yeah.
What house is he living in? To be honest with you.
Should we take some bets? I say Lexus.
Oh, yeah.
I say Land Rover. Land Rover.
I say Lexus. Look,
he's everything but a preacher.
25 years ago, folks, when we started the business, we were doing everything we can, of course, to go out there and, meet as many people as possible to get business. I'll never forget this as long as I live. We pulled up on, I can't remember the street, it was like Jefferson Avenue or something, right, on the east side of Buffalo, because we were going to churches to try to get them to sign up for 403Bs, and we had some success and met some great people. I'll never forget, we pulled up to one church on the east side of Buffalo, right in front was a brand new Lexus.
Yes.
A beautiful brand new Lexus. I'm looking at Mike going, we can't afford a Lexus. We're working our butts off.
I was driving an Omni.
Sure enough, it happened to
I called it an Omni Super Sport, but it really wasn't a Super Sport. The back hatch didn't open. I never opened the back hatch in that truck. Okay. Nope, never. And from the day one, the guy sold me to go. The key doesn't work in the back, so you got to get somebody to get you a key. I never did. So there could have been a body in the back of the trunk. I have no clue. I sold it without the key for the back trunk. Never opened it once.
But the thing is, of course, he's driving a Lexus. His parishioners are the ones that are donating money to the church, and it goes right into their pocket.
Yeah.
So the same thing here, right? And the sad thing is, again, folks, we do have a poverty problem in Buffalo. It's caused by liberal progressive politics.
Yeah.
And we have enough money here to help to fight it. Except it's going in the corrupt pockets that are feeding back into the same corrupt politicians that destroyed the community to begin with.
Yeah.
It's no secret. You look, and now you're starting to see, I heard actually Tom Barley at WBEN this past week, yesterday I think it was, Monday, right? What day is it? Tuesday we're doing this?
Mm-hmm.
So Monday, He was doing a show yesterday on litter. He was talking about, you know, the litter in downtown Buffalo, and you know, he went down to Buffalo, that big event that they have, where they get all the nice pictures. It's a great community event, family event,
right?
And you know, he was just lamenting the trash and all the litter and things like that, and asking the question, you know, what happened to our society? I'll tell you what happened to our society. Liberal progressives.
Yeah, that's right. They're the dirtiest places, by the way. You know why? Because they don't, I hate to say, they don't earn the money, right? They don't earn the money. So you look at, by the way, the places that happen to be, quote, right-wing, they are the cleanest places, right? It's a, trash is a lot like the country, I've always said. Like, you've got a certain group of people that just don't care. They throw their trash out, right? And then there's a whole group of people that'll go, oh, that's disgusting, but they actually won't pull over and pick it up. And then there's guys like me who jog 5 miles and bring a trash bag and actually pick it up, right? And I'm called the nasty capitalist. Right. I'm the guy who's, but I'm actually the one percenter who's picking the trash up. Right? I've actually had people go, that's disgusting. And I'll think to myself, yeah, you know, I don't know what's worse, is the people who watch it or the people who throw it out.
Earn it. When you don't earn it, you have no appreciation for, you know, the houses, the neighborhoods, the gardens, the things like that. Why not?
Why not?
Here's the thing.
You ever notice it's all, by the way, fast food? These poor people are eating the most amount of McDonald's and throwing it out and just whipping it on the garbage. Yeah.
So here's my prediction. And we've talked about this, and we're going to keep predicting this. Now that New York State is run by just liberals across the board, they have an assembly, they have the Senate, they have the governorship, New York State will look just like California within 5 to 10 years or less. It, remember, it only took about 10 years for California to go from, you know, okay to hell in a handbasket.
Yep.
Highest poverty rate in the country. Highest discrepancy between the rich and the poor. Highest homeless rate in the country. San Francisco, highest crime rate in the country, right? Needles and feces in the street. It's only a matter of time, folks, before that becomes Buffalo, New York, before downtown Buffalo is destroyed by exactly that.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk more. We got Ocasio-Cortez. We got Nike. We've got all the reasons why the U.S. is going bankrupt, by the way. And you'd be surprised that it's really not, you know, right-wing policies. It's welfare. We'll be back here. If you need us throughout the week, folks, use us as a resource. Go to our website. Find out some of the educational opportunities that we have available. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. And use us as a resource. We'll be back. Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, place where money meets politics. Have a lot of fun with the podcast. Very similar to the radio show that we do each and every Saturday, News Radio 930 WBEN, and down in South Florida, pretty much three quarters of South Florida now. So thank you for tuning in. We're talking about some of the welfare corruption in the city of Buffalo. I'm just going to switch gears here. I don't know if you saw this. Nike pulls its Betsy Ross U.S. flag shoes because Colin Kaepernick, the great NFL quarterback who doesn't have a job any longer, said he considered it offensive.
Yeah, the American flag is offensive.
I will never buy, by the way.
The American flag is offensive. How about this?
Yeah, move.
Move the hell out of the
move.
Country.
You know, Colin, you know what a great place is that really shares your values? Is Venezuela.
Yeah, try that.
You should try Venezuela. Yeah, try Venezuela or float over to Cuba. See how that works out for you, okay? But I would encourage you to go to Venezuela, Colin.
Talk about a guy raised with a silver spoon in his mouth. Right?
Yes.
He's adopted by white parents.
No, don't say that.
He's got the world by the shoes.
The world is racist. He can't have white parents.
And here's the sad thing about that. The Democrat Party and liberalism in general is built on one giant lie.
Yes.
Let me give you a couple of examples. When you look at the actual police shootings, there's no evidence, empirical evidence whatsoever. When you analyze the actual data, there's no evidence to suggest that police officers are out there gunning down black people specifically. It was the same thing with Florida. With the
back that up. In fact, more white people are killed by police officers than black people.
Exactly.
Yes.
When it came to the state of Florida and Trayvon Martin, if I had a son, it could have looked like me, Barack Obama, right? And we have to get rid of, hold your ground. Well, guess what? When you actually look at the data, the hold your ground defense has been used by African Americans a lot more than it's used by whites to defend themselves. And so, again, if you get rid of that law, then you're actually hurting. Same thing, right? It's all built on a lie. hands up, don't shoot, is a lie. Well, it's all built on a lie.
Speaking of another lie, Ocasio-Cortez this week going down to the border, right, talking about, oh, they're drinking out of toilets. And these guards are saying, that's a bunch of garbage. You know she's lying, right? Let's try to do whatever we can to get away from the Green New Deal that's basically destroying your party now, right? Let's try to get away from – Ocasio, remember when you said we shouldn't be driving automobiles and then you got in a goddamn Uber and went 1 mile in an SUV, you know, 15 miles to the gallon in New York City, and you hopped in with your buddies after, by the way, your buddies were chowing down on a burger and you're telling me I should be a vegan. That's true. They got pictures of all our friends. They're all drinking, you know, the champagne, eating burgers, and then she hops in an Uber that gets 15 miles to the gallon to go 1 mile down the damn road. All built on a lie. The border, you know what? What she's doing with these Border Patrol agents is trying to do what they did to the police officers, which is vilify them. They're the bad guys. Guess what, Ocasio? These people are in our country illegally. If they don't want to end up in the prisons, stay in your own country. Fix your own country.
But wait a minute. The Republicans have brought a vote for funding multiple times, right?
Oh, she voted against that, right?
You even voted against the Democrat bill.
Right.
There's a Republican senator that came out and said, I don't even know what her position is.
No,
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Our bill. She voted against their bill.
Yeah.
She's voted against every funding bill on the border.
She's a total flake. She's a total flake. She could get voted in two places. That's California and New York City, and that's
it. Yeah. Enjoy your one term, Ocasio. You're done after this one. I can assure you of that. Nancy Pelosi will make absolute sure they put a candidate with a brain in their head up against you because you are such a moron that you're bringing down the entire party, which is actually fun to watch.
It is fun. It really is fun. I've said that forever, by the way. I have said that forever. This is the biggest blessing to the Republican Party. If only the Republicans had the set of stones that she does, right? I mean, I give her credit where for that. She does not have a brain, but boy, she's got a set of stones. I mean, she comes out and fires on all cylinders. Now, what the Republican Party needs to do is do the same thing back. You know, here's the this is a great educational moment for the country to say, look at how nuts she is. But let me show you some pictures of what happens in Venezuela. Right. We have said that forever. Why is a Republican Party not saying, here's the result of that? Can I show you Venezuela?
Yeah. You need to go to Venezuela. You have to fly out of the country.
Yeah.
Just go to Seattle. Go to LA.
Yeah. Please. I understand she's got a voice and you should listen to it. But I want you to spend 5 minutes to go to this video and check out and look at the results of socialism all over the world. That's it. That's the campaign. That's all Trump needs to do, by the way, to walk back into office, is to come up with a five-minute video and say, please, just look at the results of socialism. Please go around the world. This is an instructional video. Let's look at all the places. And by the way, let's look at all the places that people floated over here in shark-infested water, 25-foot waves to get out of their country away from socialism. That's the educational moment.
Well, you know, when it comes to Ocasio-Cortez and, you know, when it comes to some of the stuff she says, it's really, you know, it's all based on a lie, right? So she can, and the Republicans really, you know, they don't refute it. They should be out there going, she's
crazy.
She's nuts. She's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but you're voting against all the funding. But here's the thing. Some of these kids, the safest place for them is in these detention centers.
That's right.
They're not being brought over oftentimes by their parents. 10,000 minors are trafficked into the sex trade in this country every single year, which is horrible. Under Barack Obama, there's actual evidence, and there was busts in Ohio. People were showing up saying, oh, yeah, that's my kid there. Oh, okay, great. They were allowed to take the kid. They were taking him to Ohio, and they would put him in a labor camp working on a farm for no pay.
Right.
You want to eat? Here you want to. Oh, here you go. And under deplorable conditions. That was happening under Barack Obama. Barack Obama had absolutely almost no verification to determine whether or not these kids belong to these parents or uncles or aunts or any sort of connection at all. What the Trump administration is saying is, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to absolutely make sure that these children belong with these parents. If we have to do DNA tests wherever it takes, we're not just going to release these kids based on, you know, what some guy who may be 25 says. He's trying to protect these kids. And sadly, sometimes the safest place for them is in these detention centers. But guess what? If you're a mom and a daughter or a father and a son or whatever, don't sneak into the country.
Yeah.
You can walk up to the border and declare asylum right there. You don't need to sneak through the desert. It's a sad situation that we have, but the Democrats are waving a big welcome flag. Come on, you can come in. And, you know, there's a picture this week, a horrible picture. It's just sad to watch, you know, a father and a child face down in the Rio Grande dead.
Yeah.
Right? It's a chilling picture to see. Unfortunately, though, the Democrats have a giant welcome sign saying, just get here, and we'll protect you. And so they're encouraging these people to come over. And this is the kind of stuff that happens, folks. This is squarely on you, Democrats, for not funding the border properly. If we had a wall, this wouldn't be happening right now, and we could actually focus the aid in the countries that need it, right? These people are trying to get out of Venezuela.
Yeah.
Well, you need to set up safe zones over there. And by the way, when folks like her say we're not spending money on these illegal immigrants, $11 billion to $22 billion spent on welfare last year for illegal immigrants, right? $22 billion a year is spent on food assistance for illegal immigrants. $2.5 billion a year spent on Medicaid for illegal immigrants. It's billion, by the way, with a B, right? $12 billion a year is spent on primary and secondary school education for illegal immigrants. So please don't say we're not doing our fair share. $17 billion a year is spent for education for American-born children of illegal immigrants, known as anchor babies. $3 million a day is spent on to incarcerate illegal immigrants. $3 million a day to put them in jail. So please don't say we're not spending our fair share of money. By the way, need us throughout the week, folks, 633-1515-716, Western New York. Go to our Facebook page, by the way. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and our website, thefinancialguys.com. Longest expansion, by the way. I know we're coming up against the clock here. Longest expansion in U.S. history. Yep. And I got a few calls from some clients this morning that said, I read this. I'm so nervous.
Right.
I said, why are you nervous? The longest expansion in U.S. history. I said, well, let me put it to you this way. It is the longest expansion in U.S. history. We also had the worst recovery ever out of a recession,
so
right?
Think about this. That's like saying, okay, we're going to take a trip to Florida.
Right? Yeah.
And a trip to Florida, let's say we drive, is 20 hours.
Yes.
At a normal speed, it's like 65 miles an hour on average.
I like this.
Hours to get there, right?
This is genius.
But if we were driving at 10 miles
We're going to trademark this, by the way.
Exactly. If you're driving at 10 miles an hour,
right,
it would take us six times as long to get there.
Yeah.
Right? We wouldn't just say, well, we should be here by now, or we should have a correction by now. It's just taking longer to get there because we've had growth that has been sub 3% for 12 years.
It is the longest recovery or longest phase of expansion in U.S. history, but it was also the weakest recovery ever. And I continue to say this, we continue to say this, look back at the recovery or the, I guess you'd say, bounce from the end of that recession, and we never had that V-like shape recovery, which is historically the norm when it comes to the amount of damage that was done during that recession. We should have had growth rates at 6 to 7%. We were doing radio shows, by the way. We had something like 70 million more people in the country, and Ronald Reagan was creating more jobs than Barack Hussein Obama.
So think about this. Let's go back through a stroll through history for a second. We had, the 08 crisis, and then the recovery, which was the lack thereof. Go back to the previous crisis, 2000 to 2003, at a 50% correction, the tech wreck, if you recall. In 2001, President Bush comes out with a few minor tax cuts, cut some payroll taxes, cut a few things. It had very little impact. But in the second quarter of 2003, he finally passed, or it was 2002, whatever. 2002, he finally passed a sweeping tax reform bill that most importantly lowered capital gains rates down to 15% from 20%. And what you saw in the very next quarter, the third quarter of 2002, economic growth was at 7.6%. Something like that.
Yeah.
7%.
Right.
Now, wind the clock back to the 1980 and 1982 recession. Again, a sweeping tax reform, right? Eliminating a lot of these deductions, but lowering the top marginal tax bracket from 80, 90% all the way down to sub 40%. What you had in 1983 and then throughout the rest, it kicked off a 17-year, 18-year bull market. You had economic growth that was 6, 7, 8% at certain times in the 80s coming out of that recession. We came out of the recession in 2008, 2%, 1.5%.
Yeah.
Right? The first president in history, by the way, to not break 3% in any one year. The first 10-year block in history from 2006 to 2016 without a 1 year over 3%.
Yeah.
Nice job, Barack. That's tough to do.
And by the way, a massive recession that was caused by government intervention, specifically the Community Reinvestment Act and the Clintons and Carter
and Cuomo
and all these liberal Democrats that said, give a home to everybody. Please, give a home. Give money to everybody. And then when it blew up, they said, oh, we never said that. We never said that.
Guess who got hurt
the poor.
Did the 1% get hurt the most?
No.
No. The poor and the middle class got hurt the most.
No.
The folks that should have never gotten mortgages, but were given mortgages anyways because of the color of their skin or their socioeconomic status.
Funny you said that, because the gap between the poor and the wealthiest got bigger during the housing crisis. I was talking to somebody the other day who was a very wealthy business owner, a client of ours, and never in the housing industry. But during that blow-up, they bought 145 homes outside of Fort Myers area, going up into Naples and all that stuff, at the bottom of the crisis, because he said, I knew it was going to come back, right? Yeah, well, it did. And now they're three times higher and three times more expensive, and they're three times richer, and the poor will never catch up to that.
No,
all right. Enough for today.
If you want to follow us on any of the social media stuff we're doing, go to our website at thefinancialguys.com. You can find our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram, and, of course, all the other things that we do for a living on the website as well at financialguys.com.
And including, if you like a free consultation, if you think like us, we have a lot of fun with these podcasts and radio shows. We do manage money for a living Monday through Friday. We have a number of different experts. Please use this as a resource.
And if you like this podcast, do us a favor. Hit the subscribe button below and share it with your friends. You can very easily email it. Spread the word around. There's not enough conservative talk out there. We need more of it. So the more you can spread our message, the better off I think we'll all be on the conservative side. So thanks again for listening.
All right. See you next week. God bless.